Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. God bless you. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the Sunday morning chat, and the chat room is open. Also, we will be taking your calls if you'd like to call in, 914-338-1638. And today we are going to be talking about current events and lying. Are you a person that lies? Did you know that God hates liars? I'm sure we've all missed the mark there. Are you a person of integrity? Do you keep your word? We'll be talking about that today, so stay tuned. Anyway, I just wanted to read our theme scripture for this morning, and it's 1 Timothy 4, and the Word of God says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Wow. And we see a lot of that today, don't we? There's so much lying and deception. We see it in so-called Christian circles. We definitely see a lot of that with politicians, don't we? But we're not politicians. We're servants of the Most High God. So, you know that there's a scripture, and I think it's in Peter, where the Bible says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So yes, the church is a nation within a nation. God has a government, and his government in no way resembles an earthly government. It's a government of righteousness, peace, and joy. So as born-again believers, we're a part of that kingdom. And we need to act like it. Certainly, we need to try to act like it. Amen. We're all tested, especially when we're driving in traffic. Don't we lose it sometimes? Or maybe a clerk at a store can push your button, but we're trying to subdue that flesh. Amen. We're all working out our salvation with fear and trembling. I know I certainly am. So I wanted to talk about a few things that have been in the news lately. Now, I do live in Florida. And yes, there is a tremendous sinkhole problem here, but a lot of these sinkholes, what some people don't know is that in Florida, some builders, they did not have any integrity at all when they were building. I know we built a house here, 1999. And if we weren't here to watch the construction, I don't know what would have happened. It was awful, some of the things that they tried to do. And but when they were clearing the land in some areas to build homes, they would just take the dead trees and dig a hole and put the trees and bury the trees and then put some dirt on top of it, and then they'd put a house there. Now, they don't let you do that. I don't know when they started clamping down on people, but there was a lot of that because builders did not want to spend the money to have the trees and debris taken to the dump. So also, there would be land that would be low-lying, and they would bring in sand, truckloads of sand, and put sand on top of this land and then put houses on top of it, and then eventually they will sink. We have, in my neighborhood, of course, the area where I'm at is safe, pretty safe. But in the surrounding area, I see cement trucks quite often going in and filling up the holes, especially in some of the developments. We have these big developments here where they put thousands of homes. And like I said, they didn't prepare the ground properly. So they sink. Now, I'm sure there is some other scientific reason for some of the homes sinking. Can you imagine that poor man in Sefner, Florida, sleeping, and all of a sudden he's swallowed up by a 50-foot sinkhole, his bed falls through the ground and his furniture, and his brother was trying to save him and he couldn't save him. That must have been awful. What a horrible thing to happen. But of course, the insurance rates have gone up too. Our insurance rates are very high because we have to pay for these sinkholes, which we shouldn't, the people that own homes shouldn't be penalized because of what the builders did in some areas. So if you're not a person of integrity, then somewhere down the way, someone else has to pay for your mistakes. And that's just not right. So we also have an airport here in our county that has sinkholes. And they're trying to expand this airport and make it a bigger airport and bring in bigger planes. I don't get it. When they already have a sinkhole problem there. So greed is a funny thing, isn't it? It makes people do things maybe they wouldn't ordinarily do. But as Christians, we're supposed to try to do things honestly, uprightly. If we tell someone we're going to do something, we need to try to keep our word. If we forget, okay, that does happen. I've done that. I just sometimes forget about things, but I try to do my business dealings, and I try to be a person of integrity. I try to keep my word, and I think that we should all strive for that so that we can have a good testimony and be a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Also, they were saying that here in Florida, now, we've been in Florida for probably about 30 years, off and on. I have lived in other places, but I've never seen a giant mosquito the whole time I've been here. Now they're telling us that this year there's going to be a mosquito that's the size of a quarter. Now, I'm not looking forward to seeing that mosquito. Now, where did this thing come from? I know they're not telling us the truth. They're saying something about, oh, because of all the storms, it's making this mosquito all of a sudden appear that we've never seen before. But I don't know if they developed this mosquito. Did they bring it from a foreign country? I don't know. It's kind of like if you drive down the highway, if you're coming to Florida and you go through Georgia and you're driving down 75 and you see all the vines hanging all over the trees because they brought this vine from some foreign country for some reason. I don't know why they did it, but now it's spread like wildfire and it's everywhere. So I'm wondering, where in the world did this mosquito come from? I don't want to see it. I certainly don't want to get bit by this mosquito, although mosquitoes don't really bite me. Thank you, Jesus. Also in the news this week, there is a new CIA director, and I haven't done enough research on it, but there's been a few stories on the news, and they say he is a converted Muslim, so I don't know. That should be interesting. Benny Hinn remarried his wife, who he divorced. They were married for 30 years, and they got a divorce. And now they have remarried, so it's a good thing for the children. Of course, I am not a Benny Hinn fan. I don't even know if Benny Hinn saved. To me, Benny Hinn is a con artist preacher, but anyway, we'll see what develops there. His brother, I think his brother, Sam Hinn, is a pastor or was a pastor here in Florida. And it turned out he was having an affair with a woman in his church, actually a married woman who her husband divorced her. And he was carrying on this affair for 4 or 5 years. Now, how does somebody, now, can you imagine that you get up in the morning, you're the pastor of a church, you have a wife and children, and you get up in the morning, you're going over to the church to preach your sermon, and meanwhile, you have a girlfriend. So that's strange. No integrity there. You have to wonder, but it seems that a lot of these guys that are liars and have no integrity, usually they wind up committing adultery or doing something else. It's just awful. So it's been in the news in the past few weeks that the singer Carmen has an incurable form of cancer. But of course we know that God can cure cancer. If God doesn't heal you, you won't get healed, usually when you have cancer. It's a deadly disease. I don't understand why people get cancer. There's a lot of things I don't understand, but I know ultimately Jesus is the healer. So, also, haven't you noticed that there's been a big increase in drug addiction in this country? It's prescription drug addiction, especially with the painkillers that are being prescribed to people, and then they're getting addicted. So we never had any kind of a pill when I was growing up, like OxyContin, which is a form of heroin, which you can get at the dentist, and you know, they just hand it out to people. Now, here, take some OxyContin, and it's highly addictive. Very, very dangerous drug. And so we're seeing an increase in crime. I've even seen or heard of people going into drugstores in the daytime and holding up the drugstore, running back to the pharmacy and stealing the OxyContin. That's how desperate they are for this. But it was only given at one time to people that were dying of cancer. So very, very strange. Also, there's been a big trial in the news the last few weeks, this Jody Arias trial. And I only mention it because I think, and this is a classic case of someone that's deeply involved in witchcraft, because this girl has stated that she was involved in witchcraft, and it was very odd. On Thursday, I think, there was actually a witch in the gallery. There was a lady that was dressed in a leopard outfit, and she had a gold necklace on, and it looked like an occult symbol. It was an occult symbol, but she was there in the courtroom. So we need to really pray for the prosecutor. If anybody's looked at the autopsy photos, and they are available online, of the man that she murdered, this man, Travis Alexander, you will be absolutely shocked at what she did to this man, which I believe it was a premeditated murder. So that's what happens. It's nothing to mess around with. Witchcraft, the occult, it's nothing to trifle with. And people that are involved in these type of things, they're liars, they're manipulators, they're deceivers, and they'll do anything to try to justify their crimes or their sins. Pathological liars, they're sort of an amazing group of people, because they can't tell the truth. And we know who the father of lies is. So we pray for this girl's salvation. Hopefully she'll get saved and tell the truth, because no matter what happens, God is the judge, and God knows all about it. So, but being lying and being deceitful, it can really hurt you. It really hurts you in the end. Maybe you can get away with a lie, or you can get away with being deceitful, but in the end, you will be the one that will be hurt by it. So let's go over a few scriptures here. What is the meaning of the word integrity? Now, do you tell people you're going to do things and then you don't do it? Okay, sometimes we forget. I know I forget sometimes, so I don't mean to not keep my word. And if I don't keep my word, I do try to apologize most of the time. Sometimes I don't, but it's just like, did you ever have a repairman come to your house, or a contractor, and they say, "I'm a Christian," and then they lie? They do things they're not supposed to do. They overcharge you. Did you ever have someone like that come to your house and like, you said you were a Christian? Well, if somebody says they're a Christian and they're a business person, you should be able to trust that person. But I've seen it many, many times. Just because somebody says, "I'm a Christian," that doesn't mean that they're honest. But we should strive to be honest in our dealings with people, in our business dealings, in our dealings with people at church. We should try to tell the truth, be a person of integrity, And being a person of integrity is a person that has moral soundness. You're not corrupt. You're upright. You're honest. And we need to be people of integrity. We need to keep our word. And if we can't keep our word, then we need to apologize to the person that we didn't keep our word to, because it's important. It's an important testimony. Let's look at some scriptures on the word integrity. And if you look at Job, now here was a man that walked in integrity. Job 2:3, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. 1 Kings 9:4, and if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and judgments. Job 2:9, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. So, Job's wife, wow, she was telling him, curse God, Job, or will you still retain your integrity? Of course, we know what Job did. He did. Job 27:5, God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove mine integrity from me. Job 31:6, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. Psalm 7:8, the Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. Psalm 25:21, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I will wait on thee. Psalm 26:1, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. So, if you're a person of integrity and you keep your word and you don't lie, cheat, and steal, you will not backslide. You'll stay strong. So, none of us want to backslide. None of us want to go back to the old life. Remember, in the old life, before we knew Jesus, yeah, we were liars and deceivers, and we were all that because we walked in darkness. But when we're born again, the eyes of our understanding are opened, and we know right from wrong, don't we? Psalm 26:11, but as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. Psalm 41:12, and as for me, thou holdest me in mine integrity and settest me before thy face forever. Psalm 78:72, so he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. So perverseness and lying, it will destroy you. Proverbs 19:1, blessed is the poor, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So the Bible's saying it's better to be poor and to be honest than to be rich and be a pervert. Proverbs 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. So your children will be blessed by your honesty, by your testimony. That's very important. So let's be people of integrity. Let's try to always tell the truth and to keep our word. Otherwise, don't make a promise. You know, sometimes people, they don't know how to say no, so they'll just say they're going to do something, and they never do it. And you're waiting for them to do it, and they're not telling you they don't want to do it. They just lie to you. And it's very, very frustrating, isn't it? Extremely frustrating when people don't tell you the truth. So let's look at a few scriptures now about lying. What is a liar? A liar is a person who doesn't tell the truth. And God says he hates liars. That's a pretty strong word. Lying is an abomination to God. And that's very strong if God says he hates lying. Ephesians 4:25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbors, for we are members one of another. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. We'll see those lying wonders. Just because someone has miracles in their so-called ministry, that doesn't mean that they're from God. I mean, there's lying wonders too. So don't always be chasing after signs and wonders, because you can be deceived just like that. Ezekiel 13:6, they have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Now, we see a lot of that in Pentecostal charismatic circles now, where people want to give you a personal prophecy. And most of it is just lying, vanity, and flattery, and divination. And God didn't send these people. And you're always looking for somebody to give you a confirmation for something, but don't go chasing after a word. If you need a word, just get down on your knees in your own house and ask God to show you. He can show you. You don't need somebody else to tell you. It's okay sometimes to get a confirmation from somebody you trust, but ultimately, you need to learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit yourself, because you won't be deceived then. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, has the same kind of heart maybe that you have. So, especially if you see these lying prophets that make people line up, and you know, you have to bring your $10 up there or your $1,000 or whatever, and they want to give you a word, well... You need to run for your life. Ezekiel 13:7, have ye not seen a vain vision, and have not spoken a lying divination? Whereas ye say, the Lord saith, albeit I have not spoken. Amen. Ezekiel 13:19, and will ye pollute me among the people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? And we see so much of that today in so-called Christian circles, the lying and the deception. And these false prophets and these false ministers, they become so deceived. I think they actually believe their own lies. It's awful, but You know, God's put that, given you His Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit can help you to be able to discern what is true and what is not true. So if the Holy Spirit is convicting you about a certain Bible teacher or a certain friend, then you need to really, you know, take that still small voice to heart where you say, okay, God, am I being deceived by this person? I need to know. Because just imagine, there's been so many deceivers throughout history. And recently, there was a man named Jim Jones who claimed to be a minister. And he led over 900 people to commit suicide through his deception. We see so many cults thriving today and deceiving people. You know, people are so desperate for something to be accepted, but no matter who rejects you, we're accepted in the Beloved. We have been accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ, so we don't need human beings to accept us. If they accept us, fine. If they don't, that's fine too, because ultimately the only person that really matters is God. So you don't need to be worrying about your self-esteem and being accepted, because you know people can, they'll love you one day and then 10 minutes later they won't love you anymore because you did something that they don't like. And so a friendship can be fickle, but Jesus said He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and He will never leave you or forsake you. So that's a tremendous promise. Amen. But let's look at a few more scriptures about lying. And I like some of these scriptures in Proverbs. Proverbs has so much wisdom, the book of Proverbs. There's so much wisdom to be gleaned from Proverbs and Psalms. So it's a good study to do, is to take your Bible out and to go through the book of Proverbs. Okay, Proverbs 14:5. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. Proverbs 14:25. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Proverbs 19:5. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Proverbs 29:12. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. Woe. Proverbs 30:8. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Oh, that's a good scripture to quote. Proverbs 30:8. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Isaiah 9:15, the ancient and honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. Amen. Isaiah 16:6, we have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Isaiah 28:15, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves. Wow. So, lying will destroy you. You might think that you're getting away with it, and maybe for a short time you will, but in the end, you will be destroyed by your lies. Notice, if you ever notice that, you know, the Bible talks about that a man that commits adultery will be brought to poverty, and we see that so many times, that people that get caught up, especially in adultery, they have to lie. So they're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing, they're doing all kinds of things to cover up their adultery. But then what happens, and we see it so many times, that especially if it's a rich man that gets caught up in adultery, well, then the adulteress comes back and she wants money, so then he has to pay her bribes. And then the wife wants a divorce. So it winds up, sometimes they lose, you know, they can lose more than half of their fortune because they committed adultery and because they lied. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, and only for a season. After the season is over, you have heartache. Your life can be destroyed. Your reputation can be destroyed, and maybe you can never get that back. It's very, very hard to get your good name back once it's been destroyed. Proverbs 17:4. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Proverbs 19:22. The desire of a man in his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Better to be poor than to be a liar. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Yes, the devil is a liar. He's the father of all lies. And so who do we serve? We don't serve the devil. So we don't want to be liars. We need to conduct our affairs in truth and honesty and integrity. Romans 3:4. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So, if you don't keep your word, the truth is not in you. 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. So, choose thee this day who you will serve. We have the Spirit of Truth inside us. We have the Word of God. We have the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. that leads us and guides us into all truth. So we want to be people of the Word of God. We want to have a good testimony, because isn't the world looking for truth and honesty and purity and holiness? And hasn't the church become too much like the world? We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we need to be separate. So we can't conform to the ways of the world. We don't always have to do things for money. We can do things out of a heart of love. So there was that song one time, remember, they'll know we're Christians by our love. That is very, very important. Let's look at a few more scriptures. Here's some scriptures about falsehood. Psalm 119, 118. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from my statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Psalm 144, verse 8. Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Psalm 144:11. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Isaiah 28:15. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hid ourselves. We don't want to do that. We don't want to make lies our refuge and hide ourselves under falsehood, but we want to be transparent and portray the Lord Jesus Christ and the ways that he did things. He was honest. He was kind. He was firm. He exposed deception. We want to take on the character of the Lord Jesus Christ and not be people of lying, people that don't have integrity, people that don't keep their word. It's awful. I know many times in my life when people have lied to me and deceived me, it's a waste of time. It wastes your time and your energy. It's draining. So be aware that Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And don't let him devour you today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and you're a person who lies and cheats and deceives, you're the only one that's going to hurt ultimately in the end. But the Lord Jesus Christ has made a way of escape for you today. You can be forgiven of your sins, but you must repent of your sins. You must ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior, because confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Get out your Bible and read the third chapter of John, where Jesus said you must be born again. And you must be born again. And you will be a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. So give your life to Jesus Christ today. Let him come into your life and change your life. And you will no longer be a deceiver and a liar and a cheat, but you can take on the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you today. I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, there'll be no sorrow there.